On Tuesday, September 17, thousands of pagers exploded across Lebanon, killing 12 people and injuring more than 3,000, including children. A chief medical officer at the American University of Beirut Medical Center said that among 140 patients, several remain in critical conditions. Many have also lost fingers or eyes. A senior Lebanese security source told Reuters that Israel's Mossad spy agency planted explosives inside 5,000 Taiwan-made pagers. The devices were ordered by Hezbollah, a Lebanese militant group. The source also said that the pagers exploded when a coded message was sent to them, which triggered the explosives. In Lebanon, pagers are commonly used among Hezbollah fighters as a low-tech means of communication to try to evade location tracking by Israel. However, medical professionals, charity workers, teachers, and office administrators also use this device. Israel did not confirm or deny its responsibility for the attack, but Hezbollah vowed to retaliate. The next day, more explosions of handheld devices killed over 20 people and injured 450. That includes walkie-talkie radios, mobile phones, laptops, and solar power cells. The devices that exploded were bigger than pagers, which caused more severe injuries. The explosions were reported in the southern suburbs of Beirut, as well as the southern city of Sur. Several Al Jazeera correspondents witnessed cars explode. However, it has not been clarified if the explosion was caused by the car itself or something inside it. People in Lebanon have been throwing away their devices or getting them checked in shops. Hezbollah and the Lebanese government blame Israel for the explosions. However, Israel is still not commenting. On Friday, September 20, Israel struck two residential buildings in Beirut's southern suburbs, Dahiye, killing 45 people, including children. Minister of Public Works and Transport, Ali Hamie, called the bombing a war crime and said that Israel keeps dragging the country into a war. Israel's military revealed that the attack was targeted against senior members of Hezbollah's Radwan Forces unit. Lebanon's health ministry said that workers have been removing rubble for 3 days in search for many missing people and using DNA sampling to identify some of the bodies. An English correspondent for Al Jazeera reported from Beirut that the rescue operations might continue for more days.
I'm your host, Audrey Bramlett, and you are listening to Modern Melodies. That was I'll Call You Back by Erica Badu. And up next, we have a great song by Lo Borges called Tudo Que Você Podia Ser. And something I really love about this song is it feels like a warm, sunny day. And the guitars are just very sweeping, and there's a great key solo during the break. And it's just filled with a luscious backing track that it kind of fades out, so it sweeps you out just as nicely as it swept you in. So again, tudo que você podia ser.
Sol e chuva, você. sonhava que ia ser melhor depois. Você queria ser o grande herói das estradas, tudo que você queria ser. Sei um segredo, você tem medo. Só pensa agora em voltar, não fala mais na porta e no anel de sapata, tudo que você devia ser. Você não quis deixar que eu falasse de tudo, tudo que você podia ser. Mas pra ainda pense, é melhor do que nada.
That was Tudo Que Você Podia Ser. And up next, we have a song called The Grid by Tigran Hamasyan. And he's an Armenian-born jazz pianist with unmatched rhythmic ability, and this is displayed beautifully on this song. The name kind of alludes to how the multiple rhythmic parts work and fall in a complex mathematical arrangement known as the grid in jazz speak. There's a lot of dynamics, rise and fall of intensity with this track that always leaves the listener questioning how it will go. And one of my favorite additions to this track is how he kind of is beatboxing in the background and trying to sing his melody that he's soloing over, kind of in a Keith Jarrett style. So this is The Grid.
Thank you.
That was The Grid. Kind of impossible to conceive how somebody even wrote that. But anyways, we're going to take a quick ad break, and I'll catch you later after the ads. This is Modern Melodies, and I'm your host, Audrey Bramlett.
Montreal's Tiniest Festival is back for its fourth edition. Tiny Fest, presented by Worst Dad Ever and CJLO 1690 AM, is taking over Casa del Popolo, La Salarosa, and La Sodorenia, October 11th and 12th. Come on out to see your favorite local and Canadian artists, such as Birds of Prey, Fireball Kid, Shunk, The Neverminds, Shallow, and so many more. Festival passes and individual show tickets are available for purchase now. For more information, check out Worst Dad Ever on Facebook and Worst Dad Ever _ on Instagram. See you there.
Welcome, salutations and various forms of greetings, friends. My name is Mr. Billets. And when I'm not enjoying good ragtime music and tap dancing, I like to listen to Great A Explosives on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJLO 1690 AM. Now here's some kind of a cover of Frank Sinatra by a metal band. Take that, Hitler!
All right, and we're back. Up next, we have a great song by the RH Factor, Roy Hargrove's kind of modern jazz funk band. This song is called The Joint. It's unmatched in groove, and there's just a part where the trumpet comes in and it's kind of all reverberated. It's just like transcendental. Anyways, The Joint.
Thank you.
That was the joint by the RH Factor. It's so delicious. Like, that's only one way I feel like I can describe that song. Up next, we have a kind of Middle Eastern vibe going on with the band Jobi. And this is a song titled Insia. And I think one of the most important things to do when listening to this track is to just kind of think of the image that it creates. Because for me, I was seeing so much going on. Like, anyways, I'll just let you do that for yourself. But this is Insia by Jobi.
Thank you.
That was Insia by Joby. Up next, we kind of have a very odd tune by Teddy Hyde named Cold Teal. And Teddy Hyde defies genres, so this is very loosely jazz, but very interesting dynamics with the drums and the vocals and the space that he uses. Again, kind of similar to the grid. I just have no idea how anyone just comes up with this stuff. Up next, we have a song, more traditional, by McCoy Tyner, live at the Village Vanguard in 1997, titled After the Rain. And as a piano player, something that immediately stood out to me was his touch. Like something that only develops after years and years of playing. And it's so... I know I'm using the word dynamic a lot, but it's just that. And you can really feel his playing through the way his touch is on the piano. So this is After the Rain. Thank you. That was After the Rain. Up next, we kind of have a very different song. It's very groovy. It's a song by the Nubian Twist called Lights Out. And during the chorus, I really love the way that the background trumpets kind of create that syncopation with the vocals. So hope you have a space to dance to this song while it's playing. Lights Out by Nubian Twist. Up next, we've got a song by Esperanza Spalding called Ponte d'Era. Actually, it was originally arranged or made by Wayne Shorter, and this is her arrangement of it. I've got to say, this song has probably one of my favorite piano solos ever, just because of the way that it interacts with the vocals in the background. You'll see soon. Because Esperanza Spalding is also a bassist, I feel like her parts are very integral to the song. So Take note of how the piano and the bass work together to give the momentum of the track. It's like a very driving force, super groovy. This is Ponte di Era.
Caminho de ferro, manda rama, arranca.
Ponte Diera by Esperanza Spalding. You know, one day when I'm good enough, I'd love to transcribe that solo. It's just so fantastic. We're going to take a short break, and after that, we'll be back with some more great tunes. I'm your host, Audrey Bramlett, and you're listening to Modern Melodies.
Arts in the Margins present the first ever edition of Festival Flux, a Montreal experimental music festival taking place from October 4th to 10th, 2024. Festival Flux is a unique mix of concerts, workshops, roundtables, presentations, talks, and publication launches, all configured around community, care, and the sonic arts. You won't want to miss innovative artists such as Slow Pitch Sound, Laura Goldston, Nakatani Gong Orchestra and Tetsuya Nakatani, Wadada Leo Smith and Sylvie Colfoisier, Celestial Cabbage Foundation, and avant-garde pioneer, Few. For more information on the festival and how to get tickets, visit fluxmtl.org.
You want some hip-hop, you want some R&B? Tune into The Limelight, 6 to 8 every Saturdays, right here on CJLO, 1690 on your AM dial. That's what's up.
And we're back. Up next, I've got a great tune for you guys. It's called Alice by Snazback and China Bulls. This has some really crunchy, nice tension going on with a noisy sax solo that almost is a kind of sounds like resignation, but it's a very emotional solo and it finds itself with the rest of the band towards the end. So I hope you enjoy. This is Alice.
Of her smile, the edges are melting. Thoughts drag out with the tide, and you can't escape your mind. And we've been living inside out. The edges are burning. Thoughts drag out with the tide, and you can't escape your mind. Won't escape your mind. In the ripple of her smile, and you can't escape your mind. Drag out with the tide, and you can't escape your mind, won't escape your mind. And we've been living inside out. The houses are burning, smoke cradled by the sky, caught up in beams of light, beams of light, in beams of light, smoke cradled by the sky, in beams of light. Inside.
That was Moonlight's, or that was Alice. Up next, we have a song called Moonlight Serenade by Kurt Elling. And this is just an incredibly beautiful vocal track. Every single note that he sings is concise, clear, and his low register has such an incredible use of depth. And his higher register is also super light. So it's the best of both worlds with this song. So this is Moonlight Serenade by Kurt Elling. And after that, to close off the song, we've got a short track, Rare Pleasures by Mindsign.
The night when she flashes her sparkling eyes at dusk, she flirts with twilight. When the noise of day dies away, the night and twilight stay and stay, making quiet love up high over the town. And the gentle twilight gives his light, making a queen of night. If I could, I would write a sonnet of the night as a remembrance of your eyes. And if you'd promise not to tell, I could whisper the words in the dark. Like a lover, we could count the stars, the shooting stars, and talk of lovers through the ages who had lived out of their dreams. Such will and spirit, courage they needed to live in a dream, to burn with every breath so serene, as if they had been the first to find love at all. Like night and twilight, they were the first of lovers ever. Could we be like them? Hold on to one another until dawn comes, then we'll fly off and dream until night and twilight kiss again. Loves the night, why he lives for an hour of loving through lifetimes of longing, and sings his moonlight serenade.